A strong earthquake rattled south central Alaska today. The 5.4 magnitude quake was centered about 50 miles north of Anchorage. The Regional Earthquake Information Center hasn't received any damage reports, but the shaking did provide a midday adrenaline boost for many Alaskans. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
South Central Alaska began rumbling at 11:28. The tiny community of Squintna was closest to the earthquake's epicenter, about 17 miles away. Many residents there reported small items falling off of walls as their homes shook. Joyce Logan owns a lodge in town. She says there was no real damage to her building, but the earthquake was one of the strongest she's felt in more than three decades.
It rocked and rolled us pretty good. My crystals in my windows was going from side to side to side to side. The pictures was kind of crooked after it got done.
The lodge's only guest took notice of the earthquake, too.
I got one upstairs sleeping. He woke up. It woke him up good.
Anchorage residents also felt an unnervingly long series of rumblings that turned out to be harmless. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center says the damage was probably limited because the earthquake was so deep, 33 miles below the Earth's surface. Natasha Rupert is a seismologist at the center.
People report that some the objects on shelves were rattled, some pictures on the walls were kind of shaking a little bit, but so far, I've seen no reports of structural damage to the houses or to big structures.
Earthquakes of a similar magnitude are common in Alaska. The Aleutian Islands have recorded at least one quake that was even stronger today, and another that was close. But the one near Anchorage was unusual because it occurred close to the state's largest population center. Rupert says she's gotten calls from CNN and other national media outlets.
We have a magnitude 5 earthquake somewhere in the state. On of this magnitude every other week maybe, and I think because it was felt so widely in Anchorage and greater Anchorage area, I think this is why the media picked up on this story.
Squintna Roadhouse owner Joyce Logan is hoping the earthquake isn't a sign that stronger rumblings in her area are on their way. Natasha Rupert says it's impossible to predict what will happen next.
It's hard to tell if any particular earthquake is going to be followed by a larger earthquake. In 50%, it might be followed by a larger event. In other 50%, it might not. So we can't really say if this is the precursor to anything more significant or not.
There have been several smaller aftershocks since the morning quake. The largest was magnitude 4. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.